So what happens when it rains cats and dogs?
You want the answer?
You know?
You step into a poodle?
Very good.
I see what you did there.
That was compliments of the old Farmer's Almanac email that came out this morning.
That's but good.
Also
that's
tells cool. us it's 32 days from autumn, which is why we're our topic set for today in our home maintenance calendar is fall garden prep. And we've been talking about weeds mainly in the first one just because we have an abundant amount of those first and getting on top of that before we start to get into our garden. But what can we be doing right now? Is it, you know, I know we've posted the Harper's recipe for garden prep if in an old-fashioned, I mean not old-fashioned, but in a ground style if you're not doing a container garden or above ground where you're just adding bagged soil and compost. But if we're working and tilling raw ground, we've got that on our website on the quick links. Is it too early to start that process?
Not at all. Not at all. What I recommend, just to save your back and your blisters, is just start. Take a couple 3 weekends now. And give it a half an hour or an hour. Go out there right now, and you know if it's a brand new plot of ground, there hasn't been a thing done to it. Obviously, you know if you've got the weeds out of the way, or maybe you don't have any weeds, just turn the soil over. Take your spade or shovel out there, and you know go down the depth of the blade of the shovel goes all the way in, and just turn it over. Let's do that this weekend. And next weekend, let's get some compost. You know, if you're following the recipe or whatever, you know, get enough good composted material. Dump that on and turn that in. And maybe while you're doing it, throw a little gypsum in. And then maybe next weekend, you just kind of do that again. Just maybe add a little more compost, a little more gypsum. And then maybe, so 2 weeks from now, the third weekend you're doing this, and you could do it, you know, in a half an hour, you could be doing this after work. It's still, you know, light long enough to do that. And, you know, add a little all-purpose organic fertilizer that third time. And then by then you're into September and you're ready to then create your rows or furrows or, you know, rake out the clotted stuff or the stuff that won't break up or the rocks and level it out, and you're ready to plant. So if you do this over a couple 3 weeks, makes it just a lot less like work, and you're probably going to do a more thorough job if you'll turn that first time, just turn it, break it up, second time add your compost, third time add your nutrients, your all-purpose organic fertilizer. And then you're ready to plant, boom, and your timing is perfect.
And you had mentioned fall is our longest growing season, and there's a huge number of plants that we could be growing. What's that list look like?
Yeah, that list is, it's just easier to kind of just give you the descriptives of what you're growing for a fall. So cool season vegetables in the desert are going to be anything that you eat the root of, you know, the leaf of, or maybe a modified kind of stem or flower of. So root crops obviously are carrots, beets, turnips, radishes, you know, on and on and on, right? Leafy things like lettuces, spinach, and chard, and arugula, and everybody's favorite kale, right? And there's a longer list of, you know, all kinds of different varieties of those. And then, you know, cauliflower, cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts are amongst those too. So it's a lot of different things, pretty much everything but tomatoes and peppers. if you want to just narrow something out and just say, hey, you can't really do tomatoes or peppers. In the winter, you can, a lot of people will sneak those in, you know, as kind of a fall, late summer, fall, second season, warm season deal. But by and large, it's root crops, leaf crops, you know, the modified stem flower crops.
And if I'm
long
doing
list, if long I'm, list of stuff.
If I'm doing them from seed, do I start now?
Yeah. In some cases, for sure, you could. You could start seeds in little transplant trays, and then transplant them in the garden in a couple 3 weeks. If you're going to sow them directly into the soil, into the ground, yeah, you obviously, if your ground is ready, you could. But I'd probably wait another couple weeks.